All right, here we go. Chris on the line for Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. Chris, you're in demand today.
Well, I believe we're pretty busy here today. Managed to get a couple minutes to sit and talk with you here, though.
I appreciate that. Lots of requests to hear what Chris has to say. I got a feeling it's going to be even busier tomorrow than you are today, because I've never seen so many people that look like they're headed to Little Bay to Knox. So what's happening?
Well, we're going to have really nice weather. That's going to help things a lot. And on top of the regular weekend crowd we got here, we are getting tons and tons of phone calls from people from lower Michigan that would normally be fishing Saginaw Bay, and I guess all their ice blew out. So we've got a lot of diehard ice fishermen are looking for some place to go, and they're coming up here this weekend.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be insane. So,
yep.
What's the thought process right now, first of all, on the ice conditions? Because we went through, you know, obviously that storm. How much did you guys get in that storm?
We really pretty much dodged the bullet here. We only got maybe about 3 inches of snow here, and it was kind of wet and sticky, so it didn't blow around and drift quite as bad as we thought it might maybe do. So I've not heard of anybody having any real issues with travel out on the bay here.
Okay. Now, what about traveling with, you know, well, first of all, how far south are they getting?
Really, there's ice down to at least Escanaba, and there are some guys that are taking quads that far south, down to as far as maybe Portage Point. But the ice is still kind of sketchy in some spots south of, like the Terrace and the Escanaba River. There are a few pressure cracks out there. But at least from Gladstone down to the Terrace, they've got a good 8-9 inches. They've been taking quads and snowmobiles all the way down there. They are starting to take a few trucks off the harbor in Gladstone, too. North of Gladstone, well over a foot of ice. They're taking trucks pretty much all over the upper bay there without too much issue. We do have one big pressure crack that kind of heads down from the upper end of the bay and from the Yellow Gate axis, and it kind of heads easterly, and it's kind of cutting off the northeast corner of the bay.
Okay.
But people have been able to get on at, the Vagabond Resort on the east side of the bay, although it does sound like there's quite a bit of standing water on the ice right there you have to go through. The ice is fine, but it's just, I guess they've got some springs close there that are kind of making things a little sloppy. But,
okay.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, folks are going to be all over the place out there.
We got plenty more to talk about with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. We'll continue talking about the ice and fishing reports and what's been working on Little Bay to Knot. So stay tuned for part two. Coming up a little later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.